Dreamscape presents The Triumphant Daughter by Sarah Nothke and Michael Anderle, narrated by Dara Rosenberg. Chapter 1. The thick potion trickled from the corners of Wayne Grimson's lips as he gulped, holding the bottle with both hands. His arms were shaking. "That's it," Adler Sinclair encouraged. "Just a bit more." The lawyer did as he was told, drinking until the potion was nearly gone, only a small remnant clinging to the inside of the bottle. His eyes were red and overflowing with tears when he lowered the bottle to his polished desk. "Now remember, you aren't to ever disclose who you work for," Adler began, speaking the enchantment as he'd done so many other times to the lawyer. The potion wore off every few weeks, but it was worth redosing him. Wayne Grimson had proven to be reliable, doing Adler's bidding and keeping attention off him. "The threat of torture and death will not break my bonds," Wayne said in a robotic voice. "No matter what, I will not speak." Adler nodded. "And you can't be controlled by any other. No one but me can force anything upon you." Wayne wiped the sides of his mouth, straightening and starting to look more like his old self, although that part of him had probably been lost for a long time. He wouldn't truly remember who he was ever again. That was the price of the molding potion. And to Adler Sinclair, it was absolutely worth it. Mortals were expendable. Some didn't see it that way, but they also didn't understand the full scope of things. That if it weren't for him and his ancestors and what they'd done, magic would have been lost long ago. "I answer to only you," Lane said, blinking and looking around the office like he'd suddenly remembered where he was. Adler ran his finger over the blade of the sword sitting across the front of the desk, marveling at its craftsmanship, the one that Wayne had recovered. Adler may have had no tolerance for the savage giants, but he could appreciate the work they did. For a long time, he tried to obtain a giant forged sword, but had failed. There were just not that many in the world. And the ones that were, the giants protected on the scarce bit of land where they'd been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?